goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Walk into the club like, what up, I got a big pack.
It's Friday, and that means it's time for Radio Rewind. Let's kickstart the weekend with your favorite retro hits.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Turn this Duran Duran off.
Is this the Snakes one?
This is the Reflex.
Yes, sir.
This will be coming up later next season.
Gotcha. I do like the Reflex.
Flex. It's no Union of the Snake.
I'm
it's
not
better.
That's like Notorious.
You started the whole first season.
Yeah.
I started the whole second season.
It's still second season, technically.
Okay. Got it.
It's a one-off. But you're insinuating Jason has to start next season?
I'm not insinuating anything. Don't put words in my fucking mouth.
Fine.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want to put anything in your mouth. You blow up the bathroom
again. You don't want to lose your mouth virginity?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
God damn it. Yes, you
not
do.
Not to the Reflex.
It's fucking rad, dude. You're going to love it.
The mouth virginity.
You're not mature until you lose your mouth virginity.
Yeah.
Because I'm drinking milk. And soon, I'm going to lose all my mouth virginity.
You ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Wrap Up.
He can enunciate now. Two,
I have a voice that sounds like this now.
The show title has changed.
Yep. It is Radio Rewind, of course. I am your intrepid intro host. My name is Kevin. I have with me Jason.
What is sip, everybody?
And Dustin.
I'm drinking a Red's Apple Ale.
I saw that. I love that.
Drinking an ale.
Those are going to be here. Is that the last one?
No, there's plenty more.
Okay.
I've had one a month.
It's going to be, yeah.
They're going to last me halfway through the season.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, this is Radio Rewind. We are wrapping up the year.
Yeah.
1983 won.
As it should have.
The decade war of 83, 93, 2003, and of course, 2013.
We covered a lot of songs across these.
That covers a lot of ground.
51 episodes.
Yeah, that'll do.
This is the last episode.
101.
Of 2023. It's the 101st episode we've done.
Yeah.
Literally no fanfare for the 100th episode.
Yeah.
What was I going to? I don't even remember what I was going to ask.
And
fuck it.
We're not even doing the same kind of show.
I know what I was going to ask. We didn't do a wrap-up show last year,
did we? No,
because we got a late start last year.
Gotcha.
So the finals went all the way up to the end of the year, whereas this year the cycles worked out to where there was a buffer week,
The cycle synced up.
Last week we determined that 83 was the winner.
Yeah, correct. We didn't do a third and fourth place matchup. We could have, but we're doing this instead.
But I just remember from last year on the final episode when we were tallying everything up, I think the top three spots counted like for double points or something.
Oh, you're right.
Did we do that this year?
No.
All right.
They still would have won.
Hey, you know what? Fuck consistency, right?
No. Well, speaking of which, we're not even doing the same format.
No. Flipping the script.
You could tell me that the new version of this show would be the same format, and I would have no idea.
Hey, guess what? We're hoping the same thing happens with our listeners.
Yep. So you want to get into the new format, or you want to?
Could you imagine a new a listener who's been with us from the beginning getting angry about the format change?
Mike is fine. Yeah. Elena's fine.
No one gives a shit.
Derek is fine.
Oh, you mean you guys aren't going to talk for 4 hours at a time? Oh no. Oh,
we.
Oh
really
no.
Might. I have some genuine concerns about the new format change. I think the idea was like, let's tighten the show up. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
But I'm curious.
We'll see.
I'm curious to because I still truly don't know exactly what the new format is. And I think that's part of today's episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna learn
it's going to be part.
Most.
I do want to go through some
Some stats and stuff like that?
Stats for season two.
Do you want to do that first and then go over the new format?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do a full 2023 wrap-up of the program.
Okay, all right. Cool.
So,
let me get my phone out. I got to look some shit up.
We're gonna give a toast to the undefeated songs.
Oh, yes.
The ones that went through the whole season without seeing a defeat.
You know what music I want under this is... what is...
It's funny.
That royalty-free music that you have on the tablet for fucking Couch Pilots that always be like... Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, it's like the lovey-dovey kind of sensual music?
Like royalty-free like saxophone music.
Yeah. Oh, I know which one. Yeah. Oh, yes. I just heard it in my head.
Yeah.
I miss it. Bah, bah, bah. Yesterday was Molly's birthday. It's Blake, who I did Couch Pilots with. This is for people that are listening.
Yeah.
His wife had her birthday yesterday, so I sent her a message. Said, happy birthday. And she said, I miss you coming over for podcast shenanigans.
Yeah. Aww.
And I said, I do too, and then I blocked her.
remember the last time it was her birthday? Wasn't that when her and Derek
were
on the same episode and she kept singing?
Oh my God.
Happy birthday was sang multiple times.
Happy birthday to him, and then you guys were like, oh, it's his birthday today. You should sing him happy birthday. And she did it again.
She was so drunk. I think that was the episode where at one point Blake and I made eye contact. We both took our hands and we put them behind our heads and leaned back and just let Molly talk at Derek and let Derek talk at Molly. They weren't even conversing with each other. And we were just like, this is how you podcast.
I saw it in my head yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it in my head. Like, I saw that happening. I was like, oh my God, they're just sitting there doing nothing. Yeah.
Woo. So,
good that was times. Awesome.
We had quite a few undefeated songs. I'm not going to mention the ones that were like 3-0.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just for time. Mm-hmm. What do you think our top undefeated song is?
We said what it was.
I know this is probably not it, but
23-0.
So many songs in this past year. That, you know, you're not giving us much to go off of. I'm gonna guess Billie Jean.
I am going to guess Blurred Lines. No,
that was not undefeated.
No, shit. Yeah,
shit. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said Billie Jean.
I think it's got. Yeah, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean was 19-0.
Oh God, Gautier was last year, right?
Yes,
that was shit.
Finishing 23-0, Dr. Dre, Nothing But a G Thang.
That was undefeated?
Our number one song of the year.
Wow. Undefeated.
Yeah.
I believe that.
23 votes.
23 votes. Finishing second, we said goodbye, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream, 21-0.
Undefeated. Incredible.
It had great matchups. I would have voted for it.
That
no
was our
what.
Number two song.
Holy shit. I love that. And that was recent. We just wrapped that up.
If it had made it one more week, it would have been the number one song because I guarantee it would have been a 3-0. And it would have finished 24-0, one above Dr. Dre.
I know we're just kind of kissing the tip right now.
Yeah.
But I
that's what I... never mind.
Jesus. That's awesome.
But I can already tell Dutch has done an excellent job getting these stats.
I know. Yeah, seriously, me too. You said you would, and you kind of teased it a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you fucking did your homework, and I love that.
I always do my homework.
Of course you do.
So we said Billie Jean in third place was 19-0, but it's not alone. There's another one with it.
19-0?
The Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams, Parenthetically, are made of this, also 19-0.
Undefeated,
yeah. I remember after the run ends, you always make sure to let it be known that it's undefeated.
Yeah.
And this is just, we just forget.
Absolutely. It's 52 weeks of this
I know,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that, oh God, that's
And
awesome.
You know what I say to that? Because the Proclaimers with 500 miles, parenthetical, I'm gonna be 16-0
undefeated.
It's actually I'm gonna be parenthetically 500 miles, isn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah. I just didn't feel so like writing the whole.
No, that's so dumb.
As it's sung,
yeah. And then our next ones that are in the double digits, we got Men at Work Down Under, 14-0.
Huh.
Michael Jackson Beat It, 13-0. Also, yeah, 13-0.
Pound for pound, the best.
Yeah, I think it dropped off.
Yeah.
For some reason.
We had a Journey, Separate Ways, parenthetical, Worlds Apart. Yeah, also, the beginning 13-0. Of the
year. Uh-huh.
Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, 12-0.
That was like Midsummer. Yeah.
And then
Somar.
Midsommar.
Last but not least. Oh, no, shoot. We got two more. Sorry.
It's not a two more.
It's not a two Somar.
Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
Are you writing this shit down, Kevin? This is fucking incredible.
That was really good.
So, you mentioned Midsommar. It reminds
me. Let's point people to this as our best episode episode. I even said it like Christopher Walken.
I watched The Amazing Race with Brianna.
Sure.
And they were.
Did they just say whites or what?
Oh, Jesus.
Whites are The Amazing Race, yeah.
No, it's a very diverse cast.
Gotcha.
But they were in Stockholm and they went to this thing and they had to make like a wreath and there was a maypole and there's people dancing around. Mm-hmm. And like as soon as they showed it, my immediate reaction was like, oh, no, I saw Wicker Man. They're not getting me to do this challenge. And then, like they said, they were there for the Midsummer Fest, and I'm like, man, if one of them eats like a pie with pubes in it,
right.
They're fucked.
Someone's gonna get wrapped in a bear carcass and
burnt alive. One person made a comment, and it just made me think, like, man, if Jason and I were on The Amazing Race together, or if Kevin and I,
they'd kick
were
our on fucking the amazing- asses off there so quick for making shitty references.
First of all,
it would be fun. We would be the funniest team ever because
seriously.
A lot of them try to be funny, but they're not naturally funny. They're tryhards, and it's like we would just be cracking jokes to make each other laugh and. They would have just tons of footage to use. It would be hilarious.
If I was on a show like that,
right,
or like Big Brother, any kind of reality show that would be, you know, showcasing my real personality,
yeah,
I would really hope that people would see my attempt at, like, my delivery sometimes is very... on purpose, corny. You guys know this.
Yeah, I love it.
I would hope that people would think that's funny. Because if they didn't, oh boy.
It'd fall flat.
That'd be real bad.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you guys I tried out for The Amazing Race?
Did you actually?
They had tryouts in like downtown Bloomington in this
little
office.
How do you try out?
It's basically, I went there with Matt. Matt was like, I found out about this. You want to do it? I said, all right.
I think Matt would be a good person to have as your partner
He'd
on The Amazing
great.
Race.
Yeah,
yeah, so it's a good juxtaposition between us.
Yeah.
And so it's like first floor in this office downtown Bloomington. And we just stood in front of a camera and talked to people for a few minutes. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't heard back from him.
Yeah.
Phil wasn't there.
No, Phil was
dressed like a middle-aged lesbian.
No.
So
much so that I don't understand that reference.
Oh, he's the host.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Phil Kogan?
Yeah.
Oh, Phil Kogan.
He really does dress like a middle-aged lesbian.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like Ellen.
Now that you say that,
Ellen.
He dresses like Ellen.
He wears a lot of blouses.
Dresses like Ellen going to the grocery store. How did you say that?
Hey, I'm Ellen.
That's pretty good.
I'm Ellen. I'm getting a melon.
I'm blind melon.
Well, Blind Melon.
Blind Melon wasn't undefeated, but...
They came up. We listened to that
fucking song,
didn't we? A
different
90s
band, our last double-digit undefeated, Spin Doctors, Two Princes, 10-0.
Oh, that's undefeated, yes.
Hell yeah.
On the flip side, you've also got the Owen Club.
The Defeateds.
The Newton Johns.
Yeah. So there's not as many of those. And again, I won't go into the ones that were like 0-3, like Lady Gaga Dope. Or Dionne Warwick Heartbreaker. Remember that from the beginning of the season?
And that was a fine song.
It is fine. It had a bad matchup 1 week.
Yeah.
What we're really talking about are the ones that we saw multiple times and never got a vote.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the worst song of the year with a record of 0-21?
I have a guess. I'm going to let Kevin go first.
SWV Week.
I'm going to go with Comforter.
Comforter is not even an Owen.
What is Comforter? What's
Shy?
That was Shy.
Shy. Baby, I'm Yours. Their third single was 0-3.
Okay.
Comforter apparently
Somebody voted. I think Jeff voted for it. Yeah, you know what? Jeff was the one on vote. Jeff was on, and he knew that song.
He's a shy guy.
Yeah.
0-21, Aaliyah, Miss You. No, we don't.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was the one that they did the video with all the people?
Aaliyah. Hey, girl. I'm DMX.
Yeah.
It's your dog.
Isn't it funny that DMX is in hell with Aaliyah now? Isn't that weird that they're together again?
I don't know what that is.
He was also oddly married to R. Kelly.
Can you drop in here DMX singing Rudolph?
No.
Thank you.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny.
Do you know that
I did it anyway?
Yeah, it was in one of my mashup mixes.
It was
DJ Chris mix.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
bring the heat.
So that was 0-21. Our next lowest record was 0-16, which there were two of
decade
83, and it was like the first 0-1 of the year.
Go back there, Cameron.
He went to number one later in the season. We just talked about him last episode.
McCartney. No. Michael Jackson.
No. Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Truly.
Truly, yeah.
It truly was a shitty song.
Yeah, that song was
What was the record on that one?
0-16.
That is huge. Wow.
And then we had one for 0-3, Pharrell featuring Jay-Z Frontin'.
Frontin', yeah. That song
also
sucked.
Also, 0-16. Then we got to go to 0-11.
So not even that bad.
Wow.
Toni Braxton, Another Sad Love Song.
Oh, yeah.
And Ashanti, Rock With You. Oh, baby.
I can't believe that went Owen.
Was that the one where she, like, her orgasms were part of the song?
Oh, shit. Escape, Just Kicking It. Also an 0-11.
I think it was the one with the orgasms.
Yeah. Well, a lot of moaning. And then, like, I turn out the lights and it doesn't matter what I do after that.
Like at the end of Oakland Nights when it's just Andy Samberg going to keep it going.
Take you off a pizza at the round table. Because you can't weigh your silk robe in.
We did have an 0-13 that I forgot to mention. It was the Baby Bash.
Sugar?
Yeah, Sugar Sugar with Frankie.
That's
an 0-13.
Wow.
That song is actually pleasing to listen to every once in a while, but not if you're forced to and put it against something, too.
I don't know if we went over this last year.
If Sugar Sugar has any resistance whatsoever, you vote against it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was on in the shop the other day at work, and I'm like... I mean, in the wild, I'm not going to...
It was pleasant to run into.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell them to shut it off.
You're not going
to
get Sugar Sugar's number and tell them you're going to call them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did best and worst combined records because we had a lot of repeat offenders.
Yeah, artists.
So our best combined record, of course, Michael Jackson.
It's hard to...
49-12 across 6 songs.
Nice.
Okay, let's try to name those songs, Kevin. Well, let's go back and forth and name them. Start.
It wasn't the one with Paul McCartney. That one did not.
The Doggone
start
Girl
the
Is Mine?
Yeah, that Girl Is Mine is not one of them, right?
Let's just name the songs that came up that he had to add them into. There's
okay,
six
so
of them.
Let's just go.
You name a song.
Beat It.
Okay. Billie Jean.
Yep.
want to be starting something.
Yep.
PYT.
Yep. Human Nature.
All of those undefeated.
No way.
Seriously.
Human Nature.
He had undefeated songs.
Hold on. Look at Kevin's thumb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It, like, bends way back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You never seen that?
Your thumb's
got large talons.
Your thumb looks like an elf stocking.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That's incredible, man.
Yeah. It's everybody in my family is like that, too.
It's just, people always say, like, look at how this bends. I'm double jointed. Yeah. People sometimes say triple jointed, too. What does that mean?
I can bend it all the way.
You don't want to know.
That. Look at that shit. You see that? It goes 90 degrees when you
I don't like it. His.
Even more.
This is what I can do. That's as far as I go.
Right, I know. There. I was a kid, and I did that a bunch. I would always go.
Man, you could be a gymnast.
I could be.
Michael was 49 and 12. Whitney, 48 and 20.
What was the sixth song, though?
Say,
yep.
And then mm-hmm. Whitney Hugh.
And then I think The Girl Is Mine was also in there, too.
Yeah, The Girl. Yeah, I think it was.
So Whitney had three songs, and she finished 48 and 20.
Whitney Houston. We did I'm Every Woman.
Yep.
We did...
I Will Always
Love You. I Will Always Love You. And
that's the one I lost my behind virginity to.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys about that?
The other one I didn't care for so much, did I?
Was it Queen of the Night? I don't know. It was another Bodyguard one, wasn't it?
It was another Bodyguard one.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, yeah, that's them. Duran Duran.
Duran Duran was...
They finished 37 and 17 between four songs.
And
not bad.
And between three decades, I think, right?
No, two.
At least two.
80s
Ordinary
and
90s. World.
Yep.
Who?
Rio.
Yep.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yep. Come Undone.
Come Undone.
Oh, right.
Come in Undone.
I don't know. I don't think that's how the song goes.
No. That's a Korn song. Hey, come in undone. 2003 or 2002, did they have a song?
No. It was 83,
they haven't charted since the 90s.
Yeah, 83, okay, 93. So, Undone and Ordinary World were 93, right?
Madonna broke the four.
Color barrier.
She broke the four. The four decades.
But we haven't talked about Madonna in the 80s yet. It starts next season.
Oh, we haven't?
No.
Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk about... No. She was an Anni-Menchi.
Oh, okay.
Because she had...
She hasn't hit the top 10
yet. It was her first single to hit the chart, to hit the Hot 100.
I believe you.
Four decades.
Jason, I just wanted to give your lady a shout out, Laura Branigan. She only had two songs, but she finished 17 and 4.
Rising
which is
the
good.
Video.
If yes. Laura Branigan was still alive, I would pursue her sexually.
That's a good. It's a good way to put it.
I am 42 right now. I'm 42 years of age. The year is 2023 as we record this. If Laura Branigan would still be alive, conservatively, she would be 73 years old.
Yes. I'd say 60.
And I would pursue her sexually.
A lot of Justin Timberlake. Do you have more like wrap-up topics?
So Timberlake may fall in the worst combined records.
Yeah.
Prince finished 21 and 6 across three songs.
Mm-hmm. Seven.
Men at Work, 30 and 4. Across three songs.
Yeah, this guy's fucking rock, man.
Yeah.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, only two songs, but get 35 to 19.
I believe that.
That's
54
votes for two songs.
What's the one?
This is why season three's changing.
In the third grade.
I thought that I was gay.
That was Nani Minchie.
Yeah, that was
Same Love.
Can't Hold Us and Thrift Store.
Yeah, those
right?
were the only two.
Thrift
yeah.
Shop.
Yeah.
Thrift Store.
What's up? I got a big cock.
Oh, that was in the intro of the show, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You put the word cock in the intro of our
yeah,
show.
Yeah, for the first 5 seconds.
Just for this season alone. This is the last time you'll hear it. There's already a new intro for next year.
I want to hear cock.
God damn it.
I want to hear cock.
All right. Worst combined records. The worst of all is Jay-Z. 48 to 69.
God that's just damn. A lot of shit.
That's six songs he was featured on.
That's Holy Grail. That's the one, that duet he did with
Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
That helped his record.
Yeah.
I was going to say that
that's
was
most
one.
Of the 48.
Yeah. So, and he was on that Frontin' song.
He
so
was
that was
Frontin',
like a big Owen for him.
Wow.
But yeah, Jay-Z, not very good. And right behind him, Justin Timberlake, the other part of Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Yeah, you guys didn't like that one song, and that really fucked him.
43 to 51.
43 to 50. Yeah, those are huge numbers.
Yeah, those are big numbers.
God damn, they're relevant.
How about Florida Georgia Line?
Jeez. Oh, they only had one song, so I didn't bother counting them.
Yeah.
But what I do want to mention is next season, we're changing how the show is done.
Right, so are the stats are done?
The stats are done.
Okay.
I've got something else I'm going to lead into.
Okay.
What I'm saying now is we're no longer going to do the head-to-head matchups. We're not doing number 10 versus number 10 from each decade. Yeah. The fantasy aspect of that is gone. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about songs debuting that week in the 80s, 90s, aughts, and teens.
Is it 84, 94?
It's 84, 94, okay. 04, and 14.
Gotcha.
And we're going to talk about, at the most, 5 songs per decade for each episode. Yeah. So a total of 20 songs.
But not always that many.
But there's not always going to be that many.
Tracks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's whatever the top 5 of that week are. Okay, on the debuts.
So you look through the list for that year and that week in history, and you're like, I want to pick up, you know, up to 5 songs. And if there was one in there that was called, like, Donkey Butt, you would pick that song.
What I do is I look at where this Donkey Butt may have placed on the charts, mm-hmm. and if, say, there are 7 songs that debut that week...
Yeah.
I look at the 5 that got the highest. It doesn't matter where they debut. It's where they end up.
So there really is more of a method than that to your madness.
Yes.
So it's not even the ones that you just want to talk about.
No, it's the highest five songs
each
week.
They have to fit a certain set of requirements.
Yes.
Yeah.
A la Donkey Butt.
Yes. Stay tuned for Donkey
Stay
Butt.
Stay tuned for Donkey Butt next week right here.
But what happens is there are some songs that debuted at the final quarter of this year that don't hit the top 10 until next year, but we're changing the format. So technically, this is going to be a long list of Ani Minchis that we aren't going to cover because it was this weird limbo area.
Yeah. There's a song called Donkey Butt. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard.
And there's a guy who sang it. I couldn't begin to tell you what his name is. I
12
if
gauge.
He's not dead, I guarantee we could get him on the show.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, that'll be Kevin's next interview.
Holy
shit. I did want to mention our number one episode of the year.
In terms of what?
Taco?
Taco.
Taco?
Our most downloaded episode of the season.
Hashtag Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Congrats, Kevin. That was all you, buddy.
That is hilarious.
So good job there, bud.
I did post that in the Taco group.
And if any of you who found us from that episode...
And are hanging in there.
And are still here... Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for hanging out.
For checking out the show.
We're having fun.
Also, give us a call. We'd love to have you on the
Radio
show.
Radio Rewind Pod on X.
And if you get a hold of us the right time, you too could be on the same episode as Donkey Butt.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start with the songs from the 80s.
These are all honorable mentions will not be mentioned.
They will not be mentioned in the season to come.
Okay.
Cool.
Right off the top, Karma Chameleon. We already kind of gave it a soft shout out.
Explain again why we're not gonna be talking about that.
So basically
it debuted in the top 100.
It debuted in the year of 83.
Okay.
And it wouldn't hit the top 10 until 84. But now...
You're starting off with a heavy hitter that I feel like we're leaving a lot on the table. But we trust you implicitly.
What is this?
Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, that's a heavy hitter.
Culture Club.
If you ask me, easily the biggest song...
That's a number one hit.
...by Culture Club.
Oh, for sure.
I think we've talked about 3 or 4 songs by Culture Club in Georgia this time, so...
That's crazy. There's only 3 number one hits we're leaving on the table. This is one of them.
Okay.
Thank you.
will say, we're not going to have to talk about songs for half a year now.
I see.
That is the other advantage.
Yeah, that is.
This one, Jason, I know you.
Hold on. I like Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
They finished by now.
Oh, let him finish.
Chameleon.
You come and go.
Come and come.
Do not go.
There's a gas station called that, the come and go with a K.
Believe me. I know.
The old jizz and split.
K-U-M.
Jizz and split. Hey, John Cicada made an appearance last year.
He did.
I'm just looking at random.
Oh, okay.
Because I have my show notes all just in one folder.
We could get John Cicada on this show.
We could probably get him on the show. He'd be speaking
Spanish, though, so we don't.
John Cicada, muy caliente.
Hot guy.
The Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep. I know Jason's dad's a big fan of that one.
Do you remember what the lyrics were to my dad's parody?
I know exactly where you sleep.
I know exactly what you eat when you're farting
when
in
you're
your
farting
sleep.
In your sleep.
And that, my friends, shall be my dad's legacy.
Yeah. I'm sure he's happy to know that.
You got Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues.
That song rocks, man.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one.
Cool in the Gang, Joanna.
Joanna.
Right? No, I think that's it.
That's Toto.
And that's
I like
Rosanna.
Toto. I like Toto.
Do you? Yeah. Pretty good.
Hey, Lionel Richie, Running with the Night.
No idea. Don't know it.
I don't know that one. Genesis, That's All.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I don't know that one. Okay. Yep. I do know it.
Christopher Cross wants you to think of Laura.
Once in a while, I'd see her smile. She turned my day around. A girl with those eyes could stare through the lies and see what your heart was saying.
I know that one. My mom was a Christopher Cross.
He's Sail Away, isn't that him? No, that's Styx. What's the
Sailing?
Sailing.
Sailing. Yeah.
Sailing.
John.
Takes me away.
Yeah, boy.
Melon Camp. Pink Houses.
Got it so good. was a woman in the kitchen. We have feeling fly. And he looks at us and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby, ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me. Oh, yeah. Like everything else, those old crazy dreams kind of came away. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby, ain't that America? Home of the free, yeah. Little brick houses for you.
Ain't that America?
Ain't that America? Is that the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little Pink Houses for you and me.
Okay.
Nana. 99 Luftballoon.
Ooh, 99 Luftballoon.
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, boxing the software. The message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Okay, given your druthers, do you listen to the German version of that or the American version?
I listen to Goldfinger's version.
Yeah, attaboy.
That's the one that...
99 yeah. Red Balloons.
And I have... If I'm going to listen to one, I'm going to listen to the English
yeah.
Nina.
Counter question, yeah. Peter Schilling, Coming Home Major Tom, German version, English version?
Honestly, I think German version.
I've got it like a 12-inch maxi single. It has German on one side, English on the other.
Jeez, pretty rad.
Dude.
I do like that song.
You know how much I love that, right? Did I bring
it? I just like hearing the word "foomph" in a song.
What does that translate to?
Five.
Okay.
Because he counts the...
Zwei, drei,
fünf,
fünf,
und,
ant, int,
und,
es bilos. I think I was on Karaoke Biggie, or I sent one of you guys a voice memo, and I was like, hey, what the fuck is this song?
Yeah. It was an Ani Menchie this year.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah, it was an Ani Menchie.
Yeah. Cindy Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, that's too bad.
Now, riddle me this. How far does that get up the charts?
Number one. I didn't write it down, but it's not a number one.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Did the rock and wrestling revolution.
So this is like 84. I'm 2.5, 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably a little, maybe a year or two past that when like my brain comes online. Like Cyndi Lauper is like one of the first people that I'm like, oh, this is a cool person.
She's so unusual.
She is very unusual.
Yeah.
Her dad wore rubber bands in his beard. Captain Lou
is
Albino.
Dad?
It looked like Super Mario.
Hold on.
Didn't he play her dad in the video? Yeah. Or the music video?
Okay. Yeah. So he just played her dad. Okay.
Captain Lou Albino.
And yeah.
The Goonies.
Because he went
video.
She like hung out in the wrestling crew like with Captain Lou Albano.
Probably not very long, but enough to like it was an interesting time.
And you guys talked about this briefly on yesterday's, I think, the Mario. What does he say to the Mario song? Hey, I am a Mario.
I don't remember that. Lou Albino did that?
Yeah. At the end credits of the Mario show.
I'll look for it.
Okay, because he like he did the live action interludes between the cartoons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The outro, it's him going, hey, I'm Mario, and you just watched the Mario show.
Is that something that Dutch edited in?
Do the Mario swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step. And then again, let's do the Mario all together now. You got it. It's the Mario. Do the Mario. Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario. Take one step. And then again, let's do the Mario all together now. Come on now, just like that.
I think you may have mentioned that
that might have
was
been
on there.
I'm looking for it now.
You mentioned that it was in that was a thing, and I looked it up, and that's what I.
That could have been in Derek's steel trap of a mind.
Yeah,
could have been. I don't know.
Yep.
Maybe this one's in your steel trap. How about Shannon, Let the Music Play?
I'm not joking. I fucking love Shannon.
I didn't think that song was from 83. I thought that was newer than that.
I agree. I would have guessed maybe 85, 86. That song fucking rocks.
Is it a lady?
Let the music play. Yeah. I did a, when I was doing the podcast Couch Pilots, there was a like a hip hop after school dance show. And Shannon was, yeah. It was like Shannon and I think Run DMC were on maybe the first episode of that.
Yeah.
And I think Shannon did that song. I love that track.
Yeah. It's a good track.
Great song.
Mm-hmm. Billy Joel, An Innocent Man.
Innocent Man.
You know there that you one?
I know that one. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the 80s ones.
Okay.
So now we've got some from 93.
This is going to be interesting to me. This I think this is going to be really interesting. Yeah.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Need to give himself a jobby job.
What's my motherfucking name?
Yeah, what's my name? I figured that was,
that is the video that's from. Ow, wow, 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 wow.
Of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky at the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine trizz ain't the year's there for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nuts back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangsta.
What's my motherfucking
shit
name? It's the bow to the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dog in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this. And niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers, and I killed them blood.
All right, we got a number one.
Okay.
Celine Dion.
My Heart Will Go On.
The Power of Love. Ooh, not a Huey Lewis cover.
My Heart Go On. Is that from fucking Titanic?
That's from like 99. Like 97. I know. Yeah, I know.
Not for sale. Cause I'm your lady. And you. Oh.
I knew I was wrong.
Oh, this is another number one for 93. Well, 94. It hits number one in March, but Ace of Base, The Sign.
Oh, yeah. Because we talked about
I can't believe we're not
going
to be able to talk about that.
Yeah. But we will. We can.
We're doing it now, but that's it. It's not
going
anywhere.
No, we can talk about it.
No, by the contract of this podcast.
I'll look up the top 10 every week.
You're going to out Autism Dutch? Hey, good luck. Good luck.
I don't know. We'll see.
You ever heard of Domino Ghetto Jam?
Yeah, duh.
I don't know that I have.
I don't know that I have either.
Okay.
Here we go, as the tune starts to loop when the fat, 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 yeah. 1, 2, 3, if this is OG, the great switch to move your feet, yeah, yes. The ghetto jam is about to slam with some notes from the diggity, yeah. S.I.G., which really going home with your reminisce, yeah, yeah. A Saturday morning, just kicking.
How about the Cranberries, Linger?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then Escape. Understanding.
Escape again.
We're just saving that one from the Owen Club.
No doubt.
No, All for One is next. So Much in Love.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone.
This one, I remember that one.
Well,
remember, I just know it from
what was
present
the track
days.
That we had on this show? All for One. It was
no, we haven't had one. I don't think.
Oh, not All for. Who was I thinking
no.
of? Oh, Color Me. Was it Color Me Bad?
Color Me Bad is what you're thinking of.
All for Love.
All for Love.
Oh, God, that song's mm-hmm. good.
All for One was supposed to be at that show we went to in Springfield, and they played first.
Yes.
We didn't get there in time.
Yeah. Yep.
Color Me Bad and All for One may as well be the same band to me.
So Color Me Bad.
You can see Color Me Bad in 2 days in Bloomington, right?
Okay. And I will.
Color Me Bad. That song, All for Love, was on like our first episode we did, wasn't it? Or like
it was pretty close.
It was really
close
really,
to it.
It will stick with me always.
It's 2 years ago.
Fucking playing right now, just for a flashback.
distance between us, the ocean of tears. See all the things I do for you.
Remember how that motherfucker looked like Kenny G in the video?
I thought he looked like a football player, like a skinny like kicker or something. That's what he looked like.
Robbie Gould or something.
Yeah. Hey, he just retired.
I know he did.
R.I.P. Robbie Gould.
He's good as Gould, right?
Yeah.
Retirement in peace.
And Elliot's son, isn't it? Good as Elliot Gould. And the Oscar goes to...
Robbie Gould.
I thought that Snoop Doggy Dogg, What's My Name, was going to be my favorite one of 93. It's not.
Mm.
Us Three, Cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah. Cantaloupe, Dip Trip,
Flip Fantasia.
Yeah, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening. A recording for Blue Note Records.
It is. Man, and that played
cool.
At work every day. Bitty, bitty, that was bop. A PNC jam that I was like, oh yeah, I can fuck
funky,
with this daily.
Funky. Am I hitting all the right
you are.
Ad-libs?
Us Three.
Yeah. Hey.
Bitty, bitty, bop.
Hey.
If you knew bitty, that song, bitty, you were funky, like in the cool funky. Hip-hop.
Lucas really? With the lid off and Cantaloupe right back yeah. to back.
Yes. Yeah.
Did I turn you on to that song, Lucas?
Yes, yes, yeah. yes.
Catch the vibe.
Cantaloupe, that is from, I got... That was on like a Jock Jam.
You like a fresh cantaloupe or you prefer honeydew?
I don't eat either.
I don't fuck with melons.
Yeah, I don't fuck with melons, dude. I'll fucking kill.
Oh, I'm a melon man.
I'll kill a melon if I see one on the streets.
Do I like a couple of juicy melons?
Well, sure. Do I like a couple of them? Sure. One? No way. The inside of it? Nope. Not for me.
These next ones are from 2003. Alicia Keys, You Don't Know My Name. Yes, I do. It's Alicia Keys.
That said it. I know it, too.
That one's not bad. It's not, like, amazing, though.
What's my motherfucking name?
She's really good.
Alicia
I heard she stopped. I heard she stopped wearing makeup. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Somebody told me.
I don't know. Twista featuring Kanye and Jamie Foxx.
Overnight celebrity.
Slow jams.
Oh, slow jams?
Yeah. Some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross.
Hold on.
Little Anita.
Is that how the song goes?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Ride Slow. I'm thinking of Ride Slow. Did you say Kanye West?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a feature.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Right. Or no, Kanye has another song called Slow Jams.
Maybe that's the one I'm singing.
On Late Registration.
Yeah. So maybe it's not the same song.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of Overnight Celebrity is the one.
There's Twista. He's a black guy.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
But isn't there also
Speed Rapper.
Twisted.
Yeah, that's the Juggalo shit.
He's from Juggalo.
I got those mixed up a lot.
Okay.
Really?
When I was younger, because wow. I didn't know
the
difference.
What's those Cosby sweaters? Are they Coogie?
Coogee.
Is that the name of the...
Coogee.
Coogee.
I think it's Coogee.
No clue.
Isn't that what Twista would wear? The Coogee sweater?
Yeah, Coogee.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got one on his album cover. Like, Adrenaline Rush, I think is the name of the album.
2 seconds ago, you didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
I don't know how...
He doesn't
I don't
know the Coogee.
I just know Cosby sweater.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. The Coosh Ball
But I think it was on a on the album cover.
Yeah. Like certain types of clothes, like a bolo hat?
Yeah,
a
bolo hat.
On my hands and wrists, while I'm laying back and smoking on my cannabis. When it come to rocking the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you when I'm messing with Kai, man, a twist. Run a shot and I'll be sipping Hennessy, piss on my Ruby, while I smoke a B. You can't pick with me, put it on the G. And now it's come with me and sip on some Evan Champagne. You ain't no twist, stick a record like the Whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. These rims still moving, so I pop a little spinners while I'm smoking on the B. Dipping through the streets, bumping up a B. And I got the heat on the 23. And I do it my earth in the wind, smoke a fire. Let me get your sheets wet, listening to Keep Sweat. Put you in a daze, remains, fulfilling up with every temptation. Slow jamming, having deep set. You ready for the world, girl? Come and go with me. I touch you all over your body, baby. Don't say no to me. And every note to be controlling me. I'm loving the way you be holding me when I be listening to jealousy. And when I come over and bend your ass, you be bumping Teddy Pendergrass. I'd hit it from the back to the melody and roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in the fast, but I'ma finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spit it like a sovereign beat. Come to the club with me. And with some Luther, come on, I hope you feel me instead of being in love with me.
Some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little. But definitely set this party all right. Oh, oh, oh. She said she wasn't ready for the world.
Hey, Beyonce, she's got one called Me, Myself,
Jam.
Me, Myself, and I. I'm guessing it's not a De La Soul cover, but that'd be cool.
Southwest tie wearing Bolo Champ. Sorry.
Nickelback. I was in the top 0.5% of Lonely Island listeners.
Again?
So much so that when you're going through the Spotify listener, the wrap up for the year, they make a video and like, we're the Lonely Island. Thanks for listening to us this year.
Yeah, they did that?
The Lonely Island scrolled as a name on the background of the 50th anniversary of hip hop.
Did they really?
Yes.
Hell yeah,
I tried to get a picture of it in frame to send you guys because like Vanilla Ice was included. They had a whole bunch of like names scrolling across and I saw Lonely Island. I was like, holy shit, that legitimizes
that is
them.
Legit.
Yeah. Let me take a picture, but it went by too fast.
I referenced Turtleneck and Chain at work and somebody was like, oh yeah, Lonely Island. And I'm like, do you like them? I'm like, yeah, yeah, Lonely.
Yeah, they're incredibly bad.
And I'm like, what? I'm so happy that like other people like appreciate the art that they did. You know.
Well, do you appreciate Nickelback's "Someday"?
How the hell do we wind up like this? And why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed? And try to turn the tables. I wish you'd unclench your fists and unpack your suitcase. Lately, there's been too much of this, but don't think.
Mariah Carey cover song, I think.
I don't know what that one is.
I don't know. I don't know it.
I don't know.
I'm fine not knowing.
No doubt. It's My Life. That's a cover song.
This is Talk, right?
Yeah. That used to play at work, too.
Which one? Talk song?
No, the No Doubt
one. Yeah, the No Doubt one is.
Because it was like, hey, it's the greatest hits. We got to record a new song.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
That's what the case was for that? Oh, awesome.
We're in 03, right? Uh-huh. I don't mind that No Doubt song. I do prefer the original.
I'm not familiar with it, I don't think, that much. You said Talk?
Yeah, that's
the not thing. Just Talk?
Correct.
Talk. Because I know Just Talk.
Who's that?
There's a fucking guy that Dutch listened to his album recently.
Sounds like Maloaf.
Yeah, he does sound like Maloaf. One half won't do.
Ludacris
Mayla.
Splash Waterfalls.
I don't know that at all.
I'm going to guess that's a wet vagina.
I recognize the name.
They want it nice and slow. Kiss them from head to toe. Relax and let it go.
Say it.
They want it now and fast, grabbing and smacking ass. You gotta make it last.
What?
Together holding hands, you out there spending grand and making family plans.
Say it.
Don't have to straighten facts, don't want no strings attached. Just scratches on your back.
What?
Exes ain't acting right, and you so glad to fight. Dinner's by candlelight.
Say it.
She got a nigga whipped down to your fingertips, trying that freaky shit.
What?
Turn on some baby face, just for your lady's sake. You call her baby cake.
Say it.
Know how to mack a broad. She's on your sack and balls. You call her Japper Jaws.
What?
Cassidy featuring R. Kelly, Hotel.
Don't know it.
Ying Yang Twins featuring Little John and the East Side Boys.
Don't tell me. The Whisper song? No.
Where you see my dick?
No.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, Lonely Island did that when they were known as Incredibad.
That was the original name. Yeah.
Wait, do you see my penis?
They say that song. Shake? Say I.
Salt Shaker.
Salt Shaker.
Oh. Yeah.
Bitch Bojangle, juicing like fruit or a douche like poop and beer. Lose and get loose on the goose for real.
Ride off, get your ass a table dance. If you got 10, then bring a friend. Hold shake your ass to the song, yeah. If you ain't with it, well, go on then. We ain't no boys, we grown men.
Last but not least, we got Ruben Studdard. Sorry, 2004.
Ah, bye bye.
Was he sorry in 2005? No one knows.
Nobody knows. He has left this earth.
And it moves on to our final decade.
Ooh, 2013.
2013. Bastille, Pompeii.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that one.
Bastille? Sorry, Steph texted me something very important. It was a very funny text.
Is she puking?
Is she puking pizza?
No.
Did she tell you the proper spelling of her first name?
She said Ian asked, he went up to an ornament on our Christmas tree that I said it was Santa's camera because it's an ornament of Santa. I said, that's Santa's camera. You gotta be good.
He's watching.
Okay?
Do you guys have elf on a shelf?
No, we don't have that. So he walked up to there before he went to bed and he said, Santa, I want a tiger monster truck, a remote controlled tiger monster truck.
Sure.
And then Steph said, did you make that up? He said, yeah. I said,
good luck, Santa.
How's Santa going to find one? He said, oh, he can make it with extra parts. Smart kid.
Yeah.
Boner.
Speaking of boners, Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Drunk in Love.
Crazy in Love? Drunk in Love?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
No, I don't know that.
It's the beginning.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Cigars on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na na.
You know the song Drunk in Love?
I've been drinking. Yeah, that's the one where she goes, surfboard. Surfboard. Do you not know that song?
No,
Bort?
Of course not.
B-O-R-T. She turns into a Swedish chef.
Graining on that wood. I'm swerving on that. Swerving on that. Big body been serving all this.
Board. I'm going to edit it in. We have.
I want you to hear it, at some point tonight.
John Legend, All of Me.
Isn't that when the Simpsons go to like Duff World or something?
Bort, the license plate? Yeah.
Bort.
Yeah. Adina Adele Dazeem Menzel, Let It Go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wicked.
Yeah.
Wickedly good.
Wickedly.
And Jason Derulo featuring 2 Chainz, Talk Dirty.
Talk Dirty to Me.
That's poison.
Jason Derulo.
Lord. Team.
Team. That's a good one.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out, 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 send. Tell. We live in cities you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know, we're on each other's team. I'm kinda over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there.
T-E-A-M?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Team.
And last but not least, another number one, Katy Perry and her Dark Horse.
Dark Horse, yeah. Featuring Juicy J.
Juicy J of 3-6 Mafia.
She's a beast. I call her Karma.
Let's rage.
I knew you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
Cause
I'm capable of anything. Of anything and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only dove. Make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare?
You're putting the notes away.
Eat your heart.
That is all our statistics.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer.
So hey, that Lord song, I do want to mention great lyric in there. She says, I'm kind of over getting told to put my hands up in the air. So there. She says that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm kind of over getting told to put my hands up in the air. So there.
That was Tennis Court.
Yeah, that's
right?
Tennis Court is the whole beginning of it.
Yeah. Okay, so for next season, we're eliminating the top 10 head-to-head format.
Yes.
What we're going to do is we are going to talk about the songs debuting on the Hot 100 for each decade, 40, 30, 20, and 10 years ago.
Yeah.
At this date. We are no longer doing the goodbye portion.
What?
We're no longer doing the Ani Minchi portion because
there's no going back.
Yeah.
It's new songs every episode. This is another way. It's great if you want to continue to listen to every episode, but if you're only able to pop in here and there,
also great.
We're not going to be repeating. It's going to be different songs
also
every
great.
Episode.
Yeah. If you want to pop in whenever, it's also good for that.
Each episode has a maximum of 20 songs.
Mm-hmm.
The top 5 debuts for each decade. Some decades may not have 5 per week. Like our first episode next week, 94 only has 3.
Yep.
2014 only has 4.
So that's why it's only 17.
Yeah, we're only talking 17 songs.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate thing is this won't allow a song to grow on you, which sometimes, Jason, you have had, I think, more than Kevin. Kevin's had a few growers.
Yes, you have a lot of growers, though,
I'm not a shower at all.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to show anyone.
And it should be mentioned, I guess before I lose this thought, you should totally link the playlist to the videos, because I think that's more of a friendly, hey, this is the playlist of the videos.
Oh, yeah, I still do that.
In the episode, right?
Yeah, in the show
you
notes.
You already do it in the show notes.
Already, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that will continue.
If you, stupid.
Because not all these songs will have music videos, but a majority of them will. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a proper music video, I will find something to
just
insert
the audio,
in that
which
place.
Which is fine. So yeah, I think that's a good way. I think it's a valid way of listening to music. I think people are finally at the point where they're like, okay, let's put on some YouTube, and listen to music. I mean, we have because of the show, but I think more and more it's catching on to people where they're like, oh, this is what I listen to, YouTube music wrap up. I saw a few of my friends on Instagram.
And like some of the videos. Let the algorithm you know, bring you some new stuff.
Exactly. And I think more people should be spending more time just watching music videos.
Now, of course, all the songs that would be hitting the top 10 for next year that we would have been discussing in the old format, we're still going to be talking about those.
Oh, yeah.
But we're also going to be talking about songs that would never hit the top 10. And some of them, occasionally, may not even go above the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, they may be bottom of the Hot 100.
But still songs, notable.
Sometimes, they may be a song we have never heard of, and you have probably never heard of, but we're going to discuss it for at least 1 week.
Hey, guess what? We did that in the old format anyways, so let's... Yeah.
So, I think this is going to open up some interesting conversation. It's going to keep us comedically on our toes. We're not going to repeat our bits or... Well
if someone said that there was a guy who's like a producer and his name was Mutt, and if that was repeated week after week, I would say the same joke about Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Mutt?
So sometimes those types of things are repeated.
Okay.
But we're still going to have our banter at the top. We're still going to do the what you're listening to. But then we're going to jump into the 84 songs, then the 94, then the 04, then the 14. We pick our favorite songs or least favorite songs.
Oh, we are picking things still.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a point system.
Okay.
It's just more like, this was a song I had no idea and I really like it, or this is a song I love and this is my favorite.
Not knowing that, my notes are already done for next week's episode. And what I did in there is I've already designated my favorite video and my favorite song.
Perfect.
Now
I've already designated that, and I think that's something we should adopt. If we're not doing a versus between, you know, 10 and 8.
Yeah, for sure.
We should say
favorite
at the end,
video, favorite song, least favorite song for each of us at the end of the episode.
Now I'm a sucker for naming things.
Banter
portion.
You came up with the word banter?
No. Name it, just having a name to something. I didn't come up with this phrase. Radio Rewind, people have said that exactly before. But what I'm thinking is the weekly winners.
Oh, nice. More alliteration.
Yeah, the weekly winners. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart.
Okay. Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's great. I love all of that. Jason, how do you feel?
I feel the same as you.
How does it feel? What was that voice?
It wasn't Bob Dylan.
No, that was like an old guy trying to sing it.
How does it feel? Well, maybe he'll show up for season 3.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But so that's the new format.
And one more thing.
What?
I will not be joining for the third season.
Oh, no.
At least as an every week capacity. I'm going to try to make it work where... I don't know, once a month, once every other month, I definitely want to be.
What happened?
I was told I couldn't do it anymore. You know who told me? Me.
Ian?
Me.
Oh.
I told me.
Is it being here once every other week affecting your life?
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Once a month would be okay, though?
Probably not. Probably once every other month. Because right now, where we stand with caring for the children and Steph taking a master's course, basically.
Oh, is she?
It's basically that. It's enough schooling to make her absolutely out of commission for every weeknight. And if I'm going to try to make more money working at the bar that I'm currently working at, or maybe one that's right down the road where I've potentially have an in at, I will not have a lot of time.
Okay.
And my mental health will be overwhelmed. Although I do enjoy this, and it is a escape from that, I think overall it would be beneficial for my family life to temporarily retire from podcasting.
We will welcome you back on anytime you're able to do it. You know the recording schedule.
Keep me in the group text, obviously.
Obviously.
And everything, even everything that goes along with it.
So 2 weeks from tonight, you're out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're getting you at the top of season three.
This is being recorded, and we are finding out in real time.
Yeah, I told you I wanted to do that.
I'm just saying, for the people listening.
You did. And Jason and I may have some contingency plans in place.
We have maybe a go-to already. But okay.
Oh, awesome. Great. Yeah. I mean, when I was absent the last time, and then like when you recorded with Elena and Matt, like because I was out of town, like because she was in town, it just worked out. I think that you guys are really good at getting, both of you are really good at getting people to be on. I think it's understood that there's
a different energy when it's just the three of us, though.
Yeah,
I know that will be missed, but we'll be welcomed when it comes in. And you know what? Yeah. Maybe the listeners will just appreciate you more when, you know, they're not getting you on a weekly basis.
I'm better in small doses is what I've been told my entire life.
Yeah. Well, regardless, we're going to be talking music with you next year. Next week. Yeah.
I'm going to be on the show. So,
yeah.
And then the training
wheels are off.
Yeah.
They're off.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for season two. Thank you so much for everybody who listened this year, who sat in on the show. We had a lot more guests this season, we are going to try to continue
that trend for next year.
That was so. There was one thing that I did the last time I recorded with Big E, mm-hmm. and I got honest and vulnerable with him for a second, which I will now do. Briefly, but I really appreciate you guys' friendship. I mean, it's, you guys are my best friends. I don't say that. I do say that I have a lot of best friends.
Yeah,
right?
You said Scott's your best friend.
I do have a lot of best friends, and throughout time, it has always changed, but I can say within the past 2 years, consistently, full years, you guys have been my best friends.
Oh, yeah, gun ahead if somebody's like, name your two best friends. That'd be Jason and Kevin.
Yeah, so I appreciate how you have supported me in my attempt to try to stop drinking for the past year.
I don't know what it looks like outside of the show.
But I
knew what it looked like before you made that attempt.
Yeah.
And like for you to like completely cut it out, like I think there's like a couple times where you had a sip here or there.
Yeah.
And then there was one episode.
Yeah, it kind of went off the rails.
But like outside of that, it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah. So
like turn that off.
Yeah, so, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Tip of the cap to you, my friend.
So now that it's going to be his last episode, and while we're going to get that burping.
I do need to have a sip of it. I do need to have a snifter, if you would.
Yeah.
I've been taught other people that I know personally that listen to this show.
Yeah.
They say, what is going on with Kevin? And I say, I genuinely do not know.
Yeah.
And we just found out tonight, but I always told them, Kevin is such an essential part of the show because I feel like Dustin and I are so similar in some of our cadences that you are this juxtaposition that adds so much to the program that you will genuinely be missed. And I hope anytime that you can make it, you do come back and do it.
Please.
Yeah.
Because we do both love you very much and you are a very important part of the show.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I was planning on giving you guys your flowers, but thank you for giving my flowers. I appreciate that. And I've been learning to say thank you when it comes to people complimenting me. It's part of my mental health recovery. of rebuilding myself because I think I don't want to ruin my children, you know?
So, I met your children. They're doing pretty well.
That's what I'm saying. I want to make sure that as they continue to grow older, that I don't stretch myself too thin in certain areas, I guess, and kind of just be there for them. Because I have mentioned here or there that my dad wasn't physically around a lot because of jobs and stuff, and here I am talking about how I might need to go make money at a bar, but if I do, it would be down the street from my house, and just being home as often as I can has been a priority, and you know, kind of semi-retiring from DJing and stuff is all a part of that, so I can have my weekends back, and I don't know, it's I think it's a good thing. It's a hard thing to come to terms with the fact that I can't, I don't know. I'm losing my, I feel like I'm not a teenager anymore for the first time in my life, you know?
Yeah. So, Jason and I's kids are, much older.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah,
you have the freedom to kind of do what you want, you know, with your lives respectively with, you know, your wife, obviously, and whatever. She's your family too, yeah. You know? But it's, yeah, so, I don't know. I really love you guys. I would not have done this project if it were with any other people.
That's, yeah, I appreciate 100% you, sure. You sticking in there for 2 years. Because, yeah, like I said, when I came up with the idea, you two were the first people that came to mind. And it was like, this is who I want to do the show with.
Yeah.
You know, we've I'm glad done it with multiple people since and together. Yeah. And, yeah, when Kevin had kind of hinted that this might be happening.
Yeah.
That led to me trying to figure out how can we do this.
Yeah.
If it's just Jason and I, or a rotating third. Mm-hmm. And
sure. You said you had a contingency and you know, when I first mentioned it too. So I'm happy that.
So I came up with this new format, and I was like, even if Jason doesn't necessarily want to do it, I could continue this show on as a one person show. It's going to be it would be entirely a different type of show.
Oh yeah.
But it would still be able to exist in whatever if I wanted to do it without you guys.
Yeah,
but I'm glad that I don't have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever Kevin I can get behind the mic, I will gladly take.
Yeah.
So yeah, you may only be on 25% of the episodes.
Yeah, yeah,
that's totally fine.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's I'm still going to be obviously listening to the music along with you guys.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Regardless of sitting in front of a microphone or not.
Well, keep you in the text chain, and you're always going to be the first guy that we ask.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as you shut us down, we'll have a contingency plan. But you're always going to be the first person that we want sitting next to us.
Sounds good.
Thank you for doing it with us for 2 years.
Yeah, thank you to all the listeners, too, forever.
101 episodes.
Well, we'll see them next week.
Yeah.
This is 101.
You're good?
Yeah, no, I'm
all right,
not.
All right.
I'm not. This is not like me quitting a job and being like, you know what? I'm not giving my 2 weeks. I'm actually going to leave right now.
All right. Well, I know people do that.
Yeah, a lot of people do. It's crazy.
Okay. Come back next week for Radio Rewind for Kevin's last official episode.
The beginning of season three.
I'm excited for season three.
Kick off the new format with Kevin. All right.
Very good.
No lyrics.
No lyrics. Fuck lyrics. You're a music guy anyway.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, there we go.
Last lyric. Yeah, who cares? We'll see you next year.
All right, see ya.